أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فوجد عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا صدق الله العظيم. We were discussing the incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and what we call Hazrat Khidr, and the ulama have written the correct pronunciation is Khadir. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Yosha bin Nun had traveled. Yosha bin Nun had forgotten to inform Musa alayhi salatu wasalam about the fish that had jumped back into the water. And they traveled for a day and a night when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became tired. And then he turned back and he came to the same spot that he was before. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَجَدَا عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا آتَيْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِنَا وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. That the both of them found a slave from amongst my slaves. Who was the slave from among the slaves of Allah? It was Hazrat Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam. With regards to him, most of the ulama are of the opinion that he was also a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had received wahi like how all the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam received wahi. The difference is that the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam differed from the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam. The difference, if we put it into a nutshell and uncomplicated, is this: that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was a Nabi of Allah in the sense that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him a shariat, Allah ta'ala had given him a code of law, like how Allah had given all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Some Nabis had come and they followed the law of the previous Nabi. Others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them a fresh new code of law. And that law was good for all. What was good for one was good for each and every individual. If you look at this deen of Islam, like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has compelled every individual to perform salat, there is no exception, except if a person is in a coma or whatever that case may be. But like that, every able individual, the command of salat has been compelled upon that individual. Like how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited one person from drinking alcohol, like that the whole ummah has been prohibited, and there's no exception in that. But sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down certain laws via wahi to certain individuals who become nabis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that one law is not good for all. And we will discuss that as we are going along, but the important aspect is that he was a nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to majority of the ulama, and he received wahi. Now we get another concept, and that is certain awliya, certain buzruq, certain pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that get inspired by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that is not wahi, that is ilham. And they cannot break the law or the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are bound to the law of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and that is the law of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. So hence when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam found Hazrat Khidr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all calls him the servant from amongst the servants of Allah. Ataynahu rahmatan min indina. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we had granted him rahmah, mercy from our side. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. And we had also taught him knowledge from our side. In other words, that knowledge was directly from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى هَلَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him that should I follow you? In other words, do I have the permission to follow you? عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي, so that you may teach me. مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا, from that guidance that you had also been taught. In other words, the knowledge that Allah had granted you, would you also be able to teach me? And here Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, Hal attabi'uk. The word means to follow. In other words, I will follow you, I will be with you, and I will learn from you. And this is a very important lesson that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us also. If we want to learn from someone and we want to become knowledgeable, then we have to become the student of that person. And to become the student of that person, we will have to follow that person with both ways, physically also, and also as far as knowledge, whatever that person's directives is. قَالَ إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ الصَّبْرَ. Hazrat Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam had known that the knowledge that he had was different from the knowledge of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and what may be deemed permissible for him was impermissible in the law of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Being a Nabi of Allah, he will never tolerate something that is against the law of Allah in his own Shariat. Hence Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam said to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. Certainly you will never be able to tolerate, you will never have sabr with me. In other words, that is not possible that you are going to be following me and seeing what I do. وَكَيْفَ تَصْبِرُ عَلَى مَا لَمْ تُحِطْ بِهِ خُبَرًا. And how would you endure, how would you persevere such thing that you will never be able to comprehend? In other words, it's not in the ambit of the knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted you. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam responds, سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ sabira. You will, inshallah, if Allah wills, find me persevering, you will find me patient. وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا. And I will not break your order and command. And this is also another very important aspect, whether we are students of any ustad, whether we are the murids of any sheikh. These are the binding factors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us very, very broadly. Whether we understand what they are doing or whether we don't understand, we will remain with them. There are laws and regulations they are going to put down, and we will have to follow these laws and regulations. Just like how other institutes have laws and regulations, the Institute of Islam will also have laws and regulations. قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي. The law that he puts down, that if you follow me, فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ. Then do not ask me with regards to anything. حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Until I make mention to you, you will never ask me. And this was the simple rule that Hazrat Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam had made with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.